ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is focus. Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week on the Union County Sports Network. Week 11 winding down here of the 23-24 season, and we are live from Maverick Gymnasium on the campus of Marvin Ridge High School for tonight's Southern Carolina Conference matchup between Marvin Ridge and Weddington. Matt Abrig here, Ryan Cook next to me.
Hello.
Skittles in hand, and we should be ready to go tonight.
Yes, sir.
Before we get around to tonight's game, around the county, Piedmont at Ryanson County, Forest Hills at Parkwood, West Stanley at Cata, and then in the Southern Carolina Conference, you've got Porter Ridge and Sun Valley tangling. Cutherson road game at Audrey Kell. But what? The Porter Ridge-Sun Valley game, before we get into this, Sydney Blackwell, 14 points away from 1,000.
Yeah.
She's averaging 15 a game. If she doesn't get it, we'll see her Tuesday, and she will get it that night.
Sure.
So good luck to her.
Seems likely she would get it. That's a pretty good girls matchup.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I like Porter Ridge there, but it should be a pretty good one. And, you know, maybe a pretty good boys, too. But I was just thinking, when you said that Forest Hills Monroe, I mean, that's always a big deal every year. I don't care.
Both teams are kind of – I know you're right about that. It's a rivalry.
I don't care how good or bad teams are. Hey.
It's all up to me, and I watch you. The TV guys, they over there, talk to them about doing
they
that.
They may care.
They may care. Me, I go with you guys.
But, yeah, you know, I don't care, good, bad, whatever. That Forest Hills Monroe in about any sport is such a rivalry. It's always interesting, you know. So
Warriors coming to tonight's action, 11-6 overall, but they're 1-2 in the conference, coming off a 53-38 win last night over Legion Collegiate Academy. They defeated Sun Valley earlier this week on Tuesday in overtime, 52-46. They're led by junior wing Bailey Page, 12.5 points, 5 rebounds, 34% from 3, had 26 against Parkwood and Sun Valley this season. Freshman guard Caroline Clark, 11.5 points, 2.5 assists, season high 20 against Butler. She had 14 last night, and she shoots 39% from 3. The junior wing Madison Motto, 8.5 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals. And they are coached by the freshman, Dan Welch.
Yeah, and I think that for Weddington to have any chance tonight against the, you know, the undefeated conference leaders, it's going to take a great offensive effort, I think, by Bailey Page and Caroline Clark. And I was there last night watching, and I think we've both seen the last few games Caroline Clark's been off. I think she's played fairly well and taken good shots and that, but just not hitting her shots. And we know she had a back issue. Don't know if that's still the issue or not. But last night, it looked like back to normal. I mean, 4 threes in that game. That's a big deal for Weddington to have a chance tonight. And Bailey Page has just been playing really well lately. I mean, you know, 17 and 26 in their last two, I think. But it's really tough against this smart, I'm going to say smart, well-coached defense that Marvin runs. You know, they play good man-to-man. They play good help side. It's just going to be really tough, I think, in making them work for it.
Mavericks coming to tonight's action, 15-3 overall, 3-0 on the conference, coming off a 44-36 win over Sun Valley last Friday night. They've won 6 in a row, 8 of their last 9. The last time they lost, Dutch Fork in the holiday tournament, technically last year. Since Coach Lenihan has taken over the program as of today, coming into tonight's game, Coach, the Mavericks are 67-20 overall, 30-5 in the conference, including 23 in a row over their last 23 games, 2 conference titles, and they've advanced to the state playoffs in the second round for 2 years. So in this year, first year, COVID year, they went 6-7-6. Only one team went to the playoffs that year. No one, that was Catholic.
Yeah.
And then they went to the second round each of the last 2 years, and without a doubt, they will be in the playoffs this year. He is the only school, he's the only coach in Mavericks history with a winning record for girls.
Wow.
The next is Jamie Ellis, who he replaced, and she was 500.
Wow. Yeah, I mean,
so he's done a great job since he's taken over.
He has, you know. I mean, it says a lot for. I mean, you know, back to back conference championships when they had none in their school history.
15 years.
You know, I look at just the way that they run things. You know, I mean, they just look smart out there. They play smart on both ends, whether it's offense, defense. You know, it's unselfish. They, you know, I was talking to Coach Busick from Cuthbertson,
right?
And he was just like, man, he's like, you know, they run. Their stuff they run's fine. It's good, but it's like nothing magical. But they all can do all the little things. They all are fundamental. They all
kind of like Bobby Conrad at Catholic.
Right.
We've seen that over the years.
Absolutely.
When he used to be in the Southern Carolina Conference, same thing. If you take the big girl out of it, and she's 6'4", but other than that, they're all the same type of players.
Not
they
flashy.
Run that system,
not,
right.
Yep. Yep. But I mean, he just Conrad's one of my favorite guys and coaches, you know, that I've coached against. But you're exactly right. You know, every year they're going to play hard-nosed man-to-man. It's going to be smart, and they're going to run their stuff really well. And I mean, the simple things work.
Mavericks are led by senior wing Ella Chappell, 15.4 points, leads the team, 6.5 rebounds, 35% from three. Sophomore guard Kate Schindler, 11.5 points, leads the team in rebounds with 6.8. Just under 2 assists a game, along with 32% from 3. And then sophomore guard Kylie Lenahan, 7.5 points, 2.5 assists, 35% from 3. And they're coached by Steve Lenahan.
I'm excited about it. I think, again, the Mavs are the heavy favorites, but there's some good talent on this Weddington team. And, you know, I mean, let's talk about that for a minute. I mean, Weddington got their 11th win last night, and where that program has been over the last, you know, I don't know, 4 years or whatever. They had 5 wins last year. I'm thinking, off the top of my head, I'm thinking they had 6. I don't know. I'm thinking they've won as many games this year as they had the last 2 years combined already. So,
start of the second quarter, Porter Ridge up 13-12, and Blackwell has not scored.
Well, you know.
So maybe she's trying too hard, that type of thing. That will happen.
Yeah, sure.
But it's going to come no matter what. So yeah, just let it.
Right. I
mean, you got another senior year.
Right. She shouldn't
just
be worried about it, whether it's today or tomorrow.
Right.
You know, and now is it at Porter Ridge?
No, it is
today?
At Sun Valley. So
again, don't worry about it. You know, like I get sometimes, oh, you know, you'd like to get that mark at home or whatever. Whatever, girl.
Well,
I mean, if you get 12 points tonight, you'll get it.
I spoke to her and Coach Brown, and I was like, if she gets it against Sun Valley, they're still going to recognize her Tuesday before the Marvin Ridge game, give her
right.
the ball, because on the road, that's tough.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
fine. And if she doesn't get it tonight, then we'll be there on Tuesday to watch her break it.
And I know you and I are both big fans of Sid the Kid.
Yep.
She just plays the game right. She's fundamental, but yet she's talented.
And she's smooth. I love watching her shoot.
Yeah, yeah. She's a good player, fun to watch. So.
Ryan Cook, Matt Aberg, we are about to get the first game of tonight's doubleheader underway. Marvin Ridge and Weddington of the girls will come back with the starting lineups and the tip of tonight's action. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook, starting lineups announced for Weddington. It'll be Clark, Page, Bergman, Poole, and Motto, the standard five for Coach Welch most of the season so far. For Marvin Ridge, it'll be Lenahan, Edwards, Robitaille, Chappell, and Schindler.
There's almost nobody in the Orange Crush section right now. I have a feeling that by the boys' game, that is going to be
that'll change.
Over there.
That'll change.
And it's a little early. I mean, it's not even 6:30 yet. So, but yeah, I expect quite the crowd for the boys' game. But I'm excited to see this. I like watching this Marvin team play. I've seen Weddington play quite a bit. You know, just wanting a good game here. And, you know, interested to see both teams' game plans. And yeah, I was saying there as we started talking about Sid the Kid that. You know, Coach Welch, I definitely think has this program going the right direction. You know, definitely, easily the most successful season they've had in a while. And you know, I think there's going to be some more wins that before this is all said and done. And they only lose 2 seniors this year, so a lot to build on.
Marvin Ridge, home white, trimmed in blue and orange. Road green, trimmed in blue for the Warriors. It'll be Motto and Schindler. Weddington left to right, Marvin Ridge right to left on your internet dial. Let's get the game of the week here underway.
Schindler actually taller than Chepel now? She is, isn't she?
Tip one into the front court to Weddington. Bergman with it right over to Poole. She is. She's grown about 4 inches over the offseason. That always helps anybody.
Lanky.
Motto up top with it. Left wing into the corner to Poole on the block to Bailey Page. Page spin, shot, no. Spun the wrong way.
Yeah, she did. That's where they want to go with it.
Looks up to Schindler. Yes, it is. Lenahan with it. Schindler now to Chepel. A three. No good. Rebound goes all the way out there into the corner. Lenahan with it. Edwards with that rebound and then gives it over to Lenahan. Back to Robitaille.
You got offensive rebound if you're Weddington.
Laney, a long two. Back of the iron. No good. Rebound by Motto. Over to Clark. And Clark with the green shirt under the jersey tonight. The old Patrick Ewing Big East days. Chris Mullen look. On the block, up glass, gets the roll for Page.
I don't like that strategy by Marvin to put Robitaille on Page underneath.
Edwards across the timeline to Schindler into the corner to Chepel. Ella baseline, cut off, double team. Skip up top to Robitaille into the back court. Can't save it, stolen by Poole.
Oh,
Natalie with it. Throws up a wild shot, no good. Rebound by Lenahan.
Yeah, I mean,
just lost your footing or slipped.
Yeah, I mean, you got to just bring it out in that case.
Edwards with it up top, gives it off to Lenahan. Kylie with it, guarded by Poole. Left to right. Hands off to Robitaille. Kelsey, hand off back to Edwards. Now to Schindler. Kate with it up top. Into the corner to Robitaille. Rise, fire, three on the way. Got it.
Now, that's a big start right there. You know, you start Robitaille hitting threes outside, and it's going to be a really tough team to defend.
Right wing over to Poole. A screen from Page. She wants to switch and go baseline. Cut off. Skip up top. Motto with it. Top of the key.
You got to keep going inside to Page if Robitaille's on her down there.
Left side over to Clark. Clark with it back up top to Page. On the block to Motto. A dribble, a drive. Blocked by Lenahan. Rebound again, though, by Motto. Up and good. Way to stay with it, Madison.
Yeah, she's not going back down from anybody. I guarantee you that.
Warriors up 4-3. Just underway in the first. Into the corner. Chepel going to drive. No call.
I don't know how that's not something. I mean, if you're not going to call a foul, which I think it probably was, then call a travel? Or I mean, I don't know. Something.
We call that a good no call.
I don't call it a good no call.
Schindler will trigger it for the Mavs. Going to go out top to Robitaille. Kelsey with the top of the key. Left side. Back to Lenahan. A three on the way for Kylie is good.
Yep.
All three of those. Every girl on this court right now for Marvin can shoot the basketball.
Sure, that's dangerous. That's dangerous.
6-4 Mavs up on top. Clark with it up top. Right wing over to Poole. Natalie wants to go baseline. Skip past to Clark. Up top to Bergman, who's been quiet.
Got
to
get it to Page.
Right side. Back to Poole.
You got to get it into her.
Gets a screen. Doesn't use the screen. Skip back up top to Page. Bailey with it. Top of the key. Right wing back over to Poole. Back to Page up top. Left wing to Clark, the freshman. She'll go baseline back to Page. Rise, fire, three for Bailey, no good. Rebound by Poole. Good job by Natalie. Back up top to Page. Bailey going to dribble drive, kick. Bergman a long three. Got it.
Oh, that's sorely needed right there.
Back up on top the Warriors. 7-6 with 4:50 to go here in the first.
Yeah, Bergman's been cold outside. If she's knocking down threes again, they become dangerous.
Schindler to Lenahan. Kylie, another one. Up, no good. Rebound goes right to Poole. Natalie's got it. Over to Clark. Citrin will check in on the next dead ball for the Warriors. Caroline with it. Right wing over to Poole. A screen. Lost her dribble. They lob it into Motto. Double teamed. She'll go baseline.
Oh,
skip back up on top. Poole a long three. Got it.
Wow, they're coming out shooting hot tonight.
10-6, Weddington.
You got to be happy at that start if you're Weddington.
Into the corner. Chepel with
take
it.
That, young
Ella
lady.
A three. Got it.
I'd expect that one to go in.
She answers it.
Yeah, you got to get out and guard her.
10-9 now, right? Is that?
That is correct still,
all right.
I think.
10-9. They lob inside to Clark and overshoot her. Stolen away by Lenahan. Kylie will push into the front court. Across the timeline. Two on the way by Robitaille. Put back by Kelsey's good.
Yeah, you got to box out.
Marvin back up on top, 11-10 as we get the scoreboard corrected.
Can't afford to let.
Page is on the block, and a kick ball by Laney Edwards.
Boy, they are all pretty fairly long and
TV timeout.
TV timeout.
So with the benefit of that, with 3:40 to go here in the first, we'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
I'm sorry, I did not see that coming.
Me either.
I
usually it's like the 2-minute mark, typically, or like I'm thinking in college it's like the
I don't even know.
12-minute mark typically in the ACC and stuff.
I don't even know, but I didn't know they did that for this.
Well, so, we're the benefit of it. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess as long as they, you know, I'm sure they inform the coaches. And that's a
right, and the officials.
So, yeah.
With 3:40 to go here, Mavs up 11-10. We're in the first.
Yeah, I mean, this is. I think if you're Weddington, you're super happy with this start. I mean, if you're Marvin, you're not super concerned because Marvin's not playing particularly bad or anything. But Weddington's come out hot.
They've been hitting shots.
Yeah, both teams are hitting shots. But I think, you know, Weddington doesn't always get off to that start offensively. And they look like they're pretty confident in what they're doing. They look like they're being patient and taking good shots for the most part. So I kind of expect that out of Marvin. They seem to do that consistently, you know. But good game to start out here. That must be a blackout in the Orange Crush. Is that – oh, is that the – well, yeah.
I guess you are right, yeah. Right? I didn't see anything on social media, but
– I mean, the students that are there, which isn't a ton right now, but it looks like they're all wearing black over there.
Motto will trigger to our right. Citrin just checked in. She is guarding Lainey Edwards up top with the ball. Sydney, left wing, Bergman. Ella, no good. On the rebound is Poole, taken away by Chappell.
She said, I'll take that.
Chappell over to Edwards. Lainey across the timeline, over right side to Lenahan. Kylie with it. Skip pass up top to Schindler. Kate with it.
Man, she just is almost as long as Schindler, or just as long as Schindler.
On the block, they get it to Chappell. Up glass, good. When all else fails, go inside.
Absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of Chappell's game.
13-10, Mavs up on top. 3:05 to go here in the first. Citrin with it up top, near side to Motto, and that's foul line extended into the corner to Poole. Natalie with it on the block. They give it to Paige. Bailey up, up and under, no good.
Oh,
rebound,
man.
By Lenahan.
And that's exactly the shot that Weddington wants.
Edwards across court over to Schindler. Kate with it. A few dribbles into the corner. Still with that dribble. Back up top to Robitaille. Kelsey skip pass. Lenahan with it up now, up top. Guarded by Motto. Back up top now to Schindler. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound by Paige. Can't save it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Mavs basketball.
Yep. I mean, she got good position there. She got to be able to pull that down. There's a trainer over there at the Weddington bench.
Talking to Miss Clark.
Yeah. I didn't notice.
I didn't either until right now until you pointed that out.
Must be having back problems, I would assume. I mean, well, that'd be my guess.
Lenahan will trigger it. Gets it into the corner. A three for Kylie. No good. Rebound by Citrin. And Sydney will bring it up, left to right. Across the timeline with a pass to Poole on the right wing. Into the corner to Bergman. Back up top to Poole. On the block to Motto, guarded by Chappell. Madison, pump fake shot, no. Wild, rebound by Robitaille. 2:03 to go here in the first. Robitaille across the timeline.
Credit that Marvin defense right now.
Now to Lainey Edwards, dribble drive. Now lost it, stolen away by Motto. Jenny Briggs will check in on the next dead ball for the Marvin Ridge Mavericks. Poole into the corner, back to Bergman. Around the perimeter. Citrin near side to Motto. Rise, fire, three. Got it.
Yeah, she's
good for one or two a game.
She is. She didn't take a lot of them, but she hits a pretty good percentage, and she felt good about that one. You can tell right away.
Back to a tie ball game. 13-all with a minute 40 to go in the first. Schindler with it up top. Skip pass right wing over to Lenahan. On the block to Chappell. Stolen away by Weddington. Paige with the steal. Up to Citrin on the move. Sydney looks for help. Back up top. Paige a three. No good. Rebound by Chappell. Over to Lenahan, and Kylie will bring it up with a minute 22 to go here in the first. Stop to Schindler. Kate with it up top. Robitaille's open in the corner. Don't see her. Now up top to Lenahan. Another three for Kylie. No good. High off the rebound. It goes to Poole. Natalie's got it for the Warriors. Into the front court with a pass to Bergman into the corner. One dribble. Back up top to reset. Skip pass to Citrin. Sydney back to Paige. Pump fake, gets Lenahan in the air, drive through the lane, no call, blocked. It's over to Schindler. Kate wants to push.
That's a good take by Paige. You wonder taking that in as a good defensive play.
Robitaille between the legs, hands off to Chappell.
Oop, hello. Thought about it.
Edwards on the block, into the corner. Schindler a three, no good. Rebound, they do a good job boxing everybody out.
I almost forgot to go get the ball.
Bergman came away with it, over to Citrin. To Motto across the timeline. From 12, Madison is good. And Weddington back up on top, 15-13.
Yeah, I mean, credit. And Motto's been a little cold. She had a really hot offensive start to the season, and she's been cool, but she is confident tonight.
Skipping to the corner to Schindler. Kate drive. Skip. Chapel. Ella, a three. Got it.
That's going down there.
Mavs back up on top, 16 to 15. Down to 7 seconds. Six. Five in the quarter. Citrin sees it. Needs to do something. And she throws it to Mata, who has it blocked by Edwards. And after one quarter of play, Marvin Ridge 16, Weddington 15. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook after one quarter of play. Weddington, Marvin Ridge with the Mavs up 16-15.
So, you know, I've...
Thoughts, concerns,
questions? I thought this would be a strange comment, but I'll make it anyways. I feel like both teams got to be fairly happy with the start. Meaning, if you're Weddington, you're definitely happy because you were right in it. Right at the end of the quarter, you wound up falling down one, but you're really happy you're right in it. If you're Marvin, you didn't play bad.
No.
But Weddington played really well to start out, and you're still up one.
Clark back in, and they're going to come in out here with King.
Yeah.
So you pretty much got three guards and two forwards?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and, oh, this looks, do we have Caroline King matched up with?
Kate Sheridan in for Marvin Ridge.
Yeah, who's King down low with? That's
King's with Sheridan.
Schindler. Yeah, that's a big size mismatch.
Briggs with it up top, guarded by Clark. Back up top, they get it to Lenahan between the circles. Guarded by Motto up top. Now they get it to Sheridan with it. Now to Lenahan.
Good
into the corner.
Good patience.
Schindler. So they're running the 2-3 zone right now because trying to get it inside. King's on Briggs now underneath. Oh. They lost up, and there's Kate Schindler on the cutback. For two. Citrin with it.
Good patience.
To Clark. Skip pass into the corner to King. Guarded by Briggs on the block to Motto. Bailey up. Page no good. Blocked by Sheridan. It will stay Weddington ball.
I like that game plan, though. I mean, I'm getting that ball in there. If I can get to Bailey Page low, I'm going to let her go to work and see if she can draw a foul or put it in.
Bergman back in. Page will get a break. Clark will trigger it into the corner to Citrin. Up top to King. Caroline with it. Near side to Clark. A three. No good. Rebound by Sheridan. Over to Schindler. Kate across the timeline. Right wing. 7 minutes to go in the half. Schindler left side over to Lenahan. Kylie with it. Top of the key. Crosses over King. Now back up top to Briggs to reset. Briggs to Schindler. To Lenahan. The three-woman weave. Back up top to Schindler again.
Again, no hurry.
Cadence Douglas in as well.
Yeah.
She with the ball now at the elbow.
Good size.
Now to Sheridan. Back up top to Lenahan. They're making them. If there was a shot clock, they'd use it all.
Yeah.
Drive underneath to Douglas. Up glass. Good.
Yeah, that was great offense because they really took their time and got a really good shot.
5-point lead, the biggest lead so far of the night for Marvin. Into the corner to Citrin. 20 to 15. Mavs up. Citrin with it up top to Motto. Madison with it left wing to Clark. They can get her some kind of. Oh, that doesn't look good.
Yeah, I think Clark's moving gingerly.
Yep. On the block to Schindler. The left-handed shot, no good. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay Mavs ball.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I think you're right about her lower back.
Yeah, she went gingerly after that loose ball, I thought. Oh, boy.
A three for Lenahan in and out won't go. Rebound by Citrin. Sydney wants to push, and she'll wait for the rest of the team. Up top to King. Caroline. Right wing over to Clark, guarded by Schindler.
Warriors need a basket.
Uses a screen and stolen away by Lenahan. Over to Schindler. A two-on-two. Schindler and Douglas. Schindler over to Douglas. Cadence through the lane, kicks it up top to Sheridan. She'll drive and kick into the corner. Schindler a three. Got it.
Might need a timeout.
Timeout,
yep,
coach.
Timeout.
30-second timeout. Marvin up eight. 23-15. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Yeah, good timeout by Coach Welch. I mean, the momentum has definitely shifted. And, you know, it's tough because, you know, Weddington's had a couple of injuries that Weddington's had a couple of injuries. Oh, I see the Cook kid. Oh, he's over there saying hey to Coach Apke. Great
Who was
experience.
Just honored up at App State last week,
yeah,
I saw.
Yeah, I saw that. Just a great experience coaching with Coach Apke and Aiden playing for Coach Apke. I mean, you know, just a wealth of knowledge, but just a good man as well. Very well respected in this area. So, but yeah, so, you know, a great timeout by Coach Welch there. The momentum had shifted, and it's tough because there's really eight active girls on this Weddington team right now, and they really play seven. And with Clark hobbled a little bit, I mean, Bailey Page has kind of been the, you know, main scorer.
And she sits on the bench still right now.
Needs a little rest.
Citron into the corner. Weddington with the ball. Skip over to King. Caroline back to Motto on the block. The little floater through the lane. No good. Rebound by Citron. Good job by Sydney. All the way out top to Clark to reset.
That is.
Caroline to King. Up on no good. Rebound again by Citron on the block. And into the corner. Now she'll go baseline. The floater is good. That's a confidence builder right there, Coach.
She's got four early rebounds, the freshman.
Lenahan, left side. Weddington's got some trouble defense on who's got who. Schindler, left side over to Lenahan. Kylie, step back, a long three, no good. Rebound by Douglas. Back to Schindler. Skip past over to Sheridan. She'll drive and now kick to Douglas. Cadence goes baseline. And stepped on the end line, out of bounds, turnover.
Yeah.
Weddington ball.
No reason to try to do too much there. You know, no reason to force. I mean, I really like how patient they've been.
Page back in. Motto's going to come out for Weddington. Mavers up 23-17.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they've done a good job defending Page so far. They've gotten some nice blocks on her, but I'm still going at her anytime I get a chance if I'm the Lady Warriors.
Clark across the timeline. Robitaille will check in on the next dead ball for Marvin Ridge. Clark lost her dribble. Needs somebody to come get her. Gets it now to Citron, guarded by Douglas. Hands off to King. Not a lot of size with Weddington overall as a team.
No.
And right now, almost none on the bench or none on the court. Page through the lane, up under glass. No. Rebound by Lennon. Bailey having a tough night.
She is.
So far.
Again, a nice move. And
Kylie.
Shot she wanted.
Skip over to Schindler. Kate with it. Now back to Lennon in the corner. 23-17, Marvin. Skip near side to Douglas. Cadence,
nice
spin move. The lefty up and good.
Yeah.
Cadence with the left.
She is a lefty, right?
I think she is. Looked.
That's very smooth.
Her sister was.
I think she is. If not, that was a really smooth move. But
left side up top to Clark. Lost her dribble on the block to Page. Turn, hang, shot, no. Rebound by Douglas. Sheridan's doing a good defensive job on her.
Yeah.
Schindler up, and she's going to be called for steps.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Robitaille and Edwards back
TV
in.
TV timeout. It must be
TV
under
timeout.
4 minutes.
Yep, I think you're right, under 4 minutes whenever there's a stoppage in play. It looks like Poole's going to come back in from Weddington, and then it was Edwards and Robitaille in for Marvin Ridge when we come out of this timeout. It's the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Well, and I think that you know, for Marvin, it's kind of the way this team operates. I mean, the scoring spread around pretty well so far. Chepel leading the way with eight. Robitaille with five. Schindler with five. Lanahan with three. And Douglas with four.
Porter Ridge up over Sun Valley at the half, 24-21.
It's anybody's game right now.
And Sid only has two.
And, you know,
he may be pressing.
And again, I think that Sun Valley team has enough talent to beat anybody on a good night, you know. So
they took Marvin Ridge down to the wire and lost 44-38 a week ago.
And then going to back to the Weddington girls, Motto leads away with 7 points so far. And, you know, I for the most part, I like the efforts of Bailey Page. That, I mean, I feel like she's kind of doing her patent thing of getting in, you know, taking mostly good shots there. And I credit Marvin with a lot of clean blocks on her, I think. I think they're doing a really good job. I think they've scouted her well and kind of not fallen for all her slick footwork under the basket.
25-17, Marvin leads with 3:29 to go here in the first half. Citron, Page, Bergman, Poole, King, the five for Coach Welch. It's Briggs, Douglas, Robitaille, Sheridan, and Edwards for Marvin Ridge. King across the timeline, right wing over to Poole, double-teamed immediately. King back over top to Bergman, into the corner to Citron. Sydney with it. Almost lost her dribble. Now up top to Bergman. Back over to Poole. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound goes all the way out top back to Bergman. Weddington with it. They'll reset. Near side to Poole. Lost her dribble into the corner on the block to Page.
A little late.
Stolen away it was. Briggs with the steal. Briggs doesn't have numbers. They're going to bring it out top. Over to Sheridan. Watch that off arm. They've got it. Back up top to Briggs.
I agree. I think that's too much body to not be a foul.
Three on the way for Briggs. No good. Rebound by Douglas.
Man.
Cadence, the lefty up and good. I think you are right.
She's having a game. You know, 6 points off the bench and three early rebounds.
10-point lead now for Marvin, 27-17. King with it up top to Page. Page with it. Back to King.
Gotta keep that ball popping. Keep it moving if you're Weddington.
King with it. Skip over to Poole. Poole, left wing. They switch. Give it back to Bergman. Now to Page. A long three for Bailey. No good. Rebound by King.
Now, see, that time I kind of thought she traveled on that little hop.
They called it the other night.
I know.
We've got some frustrated girls on the cut-throughs that aren't happy.
Oh, yeah?
Right wing into the corner. Poole with it. And loses it out of bounds. Turnover.
Yeah.
Motto back in for Weddington. Replaces King.
And Marvin has really completely taken the momentum of this game. You know, I mean, they're taking the ball on the offensive end and keep holding on to it and, you know, being really patient, and they're really playing great team D.
Edwards across the timeline in the corner to Robitaille, stolen away. Motto with it. Up to Citrin. Sydney with it. Wants to push. Citrin with it. Hands off to Motto. Madison lost her dribble. Left side to Poole. Rise, fire, three. No good. If she follows it, she's there. And there's a tie up and a shove at the end.
Just a little.
Between
a
Poole
little.
And Edwards as Cheppel checks back in.
I'm going to confidently say that Caroline Clark's really having some major physical issues that I'm just assuming is the back.
And she comes in right now.
Okay. I mean, I was going to say she came out again and was off for a while. And
she had 14 last night. You were there. Was she gingerly?
I thought last night she looked the best she's looked in quite a while.
There was that loose ball here where she didn't really like
go after
it immediately.
That's what I thought. She looked very tentative and like, and the trainer was over there.
Up top to Clark. Clark. And you heard Coach Lenahan in the background yell shooter. Page into the corner to Bergman. Up top to Citrin. She's got to take that.
Yeah.
Underneath. Baseline by Bergman. Can't go anywhere. Back up top to reset. Motto with it with a minute 10 to go.
Oh, good position.
They lob it into Page and they overshoot her.
And that was great positioning by Page and they had her, but Motto just overshot her.
27-17 with 1:12 to go here in the half. Mavericks up. Edwards across the timeline, right to left. Into the corner to Sheridan. Back up top. Edwards, rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound by Robitaille. The floater up and no. Won't go down. Motto's got it for Weddington. Over to Clark. And stolen away at midcourt, but a foul is called. It'll be on Sheridan.
I was just thinking there haven't been hardly any fouls, and that was literally the first of this
doing?
Quarter.
You say that, there's a foul. You say Clark's not coming in, she shows up.
Wait, who was that foul? Oh,
it'll
they
be
put
on
it
Jack Sheridan. Or I'm sorry, Kate Sheridan.
Oh, man, that's the first foul of the game?
I believe you were. Well,
I think it is. I don't
quarter.
I could have missed it.
Right.
But I...
Clark with it up top. Robitaille giving her room. Right wing over to Page. They lob it inside. Motto on the bounce. Up glass. Got
oh,
it.
Man.
Put enough English on that one.
Woo.
And it rolls in. 27-19.
Man, that rolled in.
Weddington has only scored 4 points in this quarter.
Yeah.
Edwards across the timeline. Wants to go on that right side per Coach Lenahan. Skip back up top to Sheridan. Now to Douglas. Robitaille's open in the corner if you see her. There she is. Kelsey, a three. Got it.
And she's a shooter.
30-19 as we watch the clock wind. 7-6. Clark up top. Kate or Caroline into the corner. Bergman up top. Page, a three. No good. Air ball, and that'll do it at the end of one half of play. Marvin 30, Weddington 19. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're at halftime of the girls' game between Marvin Ridge and Weddington. Mavericks up 30-19. That's fine. Thank you. Thank you. Mavericks up 30-19 over the Warriors. Ryan Mattiberg, Ryan Cook. Halftime, what do you got?
You know, so it's
besides pizza.
Yeah. Well, you know, first on the Weddington side, it's low scoring. I mean, it's a pretty low scoring game either way. But on the Weddington side, 19 points doesn't leave a whole lot going there. But and the Marvin scoring is spread out. So, you know, at halftime we got Chepel and Robitaille both with eight, the seniors. Or, wait, Chepel.
Chepel's a senior.
Yeah, okay. I said it and suddenly, like, scared myself. The seniors leading away with eight. Douglas with six, Schindler with five, and Lanahan with three. So, I mean, you know, good balance as I would expect for them. And then on the other side, the leading scorer in the game is Madison Motto with 9 points. But then there's not much from there. Natalie Poole, three, Bergman, three, Citrin, two, and Paige, two. So
now they've tried to get the ball to Paige, and they've done it on the block, and she's just not come up with any buckets.
She's gotten a lot of shots, and Marvin, you know, has made good defensive plays on blocking her cleanly. Now, I'm a little bit surprised you got one foul. I'm a little bit surprised we got one foul in the whole first half on either team.
Well, that's good.
Especially, yeah, the clock goes faster. Especially, though, in a rivalry game. I mean, I hope they call it tight in the boys' game where it can get ugly. But of note, you know, the high-scoring freshman for the Lady Warriors has 0 points, you know. And Caroline Clark, we saw the trainer checking her out earlier, and just got to think that it's got to be back issues. So, you know, I think if you're Weddington, you got to get back in it quick here. You know, you can't fall down a whole lot more because this Marvin team is too smart, takes too much time. You can see easily how they can suck air out of this game. And so if you're Weddington, you're saying right now, hey, I need a couple stops right away. We need a couple scores. We do that. We get the game down to a 7-6-point game. Then we're okay. We're ready to go. But we can't get off to a slow start.
Right now down to 11, 30-19. Warriors are down to the Mavericks. A minute 25 to go. We'll take another quick break. Come back with the second half after this. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. And here we go. Marvin Ridge will come out with the basketball, moving left to right. Matt Avery, Ryan Cook. Second half of tonight's Game of the Week between Marvin and Weddington girls. Don't forget the boys. That's the big game overall in the county, everywhere in Union County, because that one sole possession of first place in the conference.
That's going to be a good one.
Schindler on that right wing, excuse me. Shovel some pizza in there as we finish things up. Up top to Edwards, left side to Robitaille, along with Chepel and Lenahan, the starters back for both teams to start the second half.
Of note, Caroline Clark did start, you know, I mean.
And she's in there now.
Yeah.
Left side over to Lenahan, guarded by Motto.
Patient offense. Uh-oh, that's a layup.
On the block to Chepel, off the glass, too strong. Motto and Poole have it, and Poole pulled it away.
They are not blowing that whistle much.
No, they are not, which, you know, I think you double looked at your stats, like one foul in one half.
I didn't notice it.
On the block, Paige, up, under, glass, too strong. Rebound kept alive. And it will be Marvin Ridge basketball.
Yeah, and Coach Welch is complaining about the lack of foul, which I don't know from here if I really thought that one was, but it really be the guy under the basket I would be going after there.
Is this where you go look at the foul totals? Look at the fouls.
I'm like, come on, guys. You called one foul all game.
Edwards with it. Lost her dribble up top to Schindler. Kate with it, guarded by Bergman.
I really like Bergman on the defensive end.
Right side over to Lenahan. Kylie with it above her head. A few left-handed dribbles. A three on the way. Short rebound. Nobody boxed out Schindler, and she's fouled by Bergman, and he'll go to the line.
Second foul of the game. That's actually the first foul of the game on Weddington, as long as I have that right. I think I do.
Again, don't forget about the boys' game after this. That one up and good for Ms. Schindler.
6 points now for Schindler.
And then next week we're on the road for three games.
Oh, boy.
Second one up and good for Kate Schindler. The Mavs lead 32-19. Marvin at Porter Ridge, and then Monroe back in the mix of things. Blocked underneath by Lenahan as Bergman tried to go up with it. Over to Edwards, right side to Robitaille. Kelsey drive, layup, no, too strong. Rebound by Schindler. Kate, the little floater, no good, too strong. Motto pulls it away, and there's a foul called. It'll be on Schindler.
Ooh, there's a foul. Yeah, I think that, you know, I would like to see him calling a little tighter on both ends.
Especially underneath in the paint.
I think it affects that.
On the block. Bergman got away with a travel.
Yeah.
Loose ball. Motto got away with a walk, but she was pushed.
Gotta
no call either way into the corner. Page to Clark. Caroline, no good. Rebound by Lenahan. Kylie wants to push. Kylie across the timeline. Double teamed. And got knocked out of bounds off
right
of her.
Yeah.
And it is now Weddington ball with 5:52 to go. 32-19. Marvin Ridge.
You know, and again, you got to get things going if you're Weddington. So far, you've only lost 2 points this half. But
up top to Motto. They swing it and throw it out of bounds. No communication there between Poole and Motto.
Yeah, right now, this half-court trap and pressure that Marvin's applying has Weddington a little bit off their game. Looks like they're starting to figure it out, but then they just made a bad pass.
Laney Edwards with it across the timeline, far side of the court. Natalie's got to be careful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's not
no,
gonna
you're
be
right. They're
trouble.
Not calling
I
it.
Mean, yeah.
On the block to Edwards. Turn. Shot.
Wow.
No call. Loose ball. Clark's got it. Clark. Bounce pass up to Poole. Up off the window and good.
I agree with Coach. Ed. He says killing me. And,
32-21. Right side over to Lenahan. Kylie with it. Across the timeline. Motto up on her. She's got a good crossover and a step back.
Oh
and a fellow just a little too much.
A little too much. I think Chappell didn't see it coming early enough. I think she could have didn't actually made a real play on the ball, you know. But yeah, that was the right play for sure. Just not a great pass. But
Clark across the timeline. A screen. Now they back away from it. Right side over to Bergman. 4:50 to go here in the third. Ella back into Page in the corner. Bailey with it above her head. Guarded by Robitaille.
A lot of standing. Too much standing around.
Way too much. Clark with it up top to Motto. Right side over to Poole. Natalie with it. On the block to Motto. Shot, glass, good. And the foul. And Motto is trying to fire up her team.
Well, that's a big play right there. They needed that score. Who was that with the assist, though? Was that Poole? I missed the assist. I think it was.
Motto up, bonus no good. Rebound goes right to Schindler.
Motto's really struggled from the free throw line.
Kate across the timeline, stops right in front of us. Now the middle of the key. Right wing over to Robitaille. Kelsey with it. Dribble at the elbow, kicks over to Schindler. Again, Kate with it. Oh, behind the back, down the lane. Oh my Lord, that's a nice move.
That was nice.
Kate Schindler. 34-23. Right side over to Poole. Up top to Motto, rise, fire, three, got it.
Man.
She ain't hitting free throws, but she's hitting threes.
Motto's trying to keep them in it.
34-26. Robitaille right down the lane and fouled.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be immediate timeout.
Under 4 minute timeout. 3:49 to go here in the third. 34-26, Marvin Ridge. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We will take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aber, Ryan Cook, media timeout. Is that us? We're media? How's that work?
I think we count.
Motto, Page, Bergman, Clark, Poole. Sheridan will come in if Robitaille makes the free throw, I believe. It'll be, they've got Douglas, Schindler, Robitaille, Briggs, and Lenahan on the floor right now. As they look over to the television crew to get things set. And we're good to go. 34-26, Marvin Ridge, 3:49 to go here in the third. Kelsey Robitaille at the line, up and front end, no good.
a shooter like her. I don't have the stats to know.
Citrinin going to come in for Bergman.
I don't know what Robitaille shoots from the line, but I know she's a 3-point
shooter. Look at
so.
Your
oh, do
packet,
I have it in there?
If
somewhere?
You look at your packet, that I again see, I'm not helping you anymore.
Well, yep.
This will come out of the pay. I'm sorry, Douglas with the putback. Oh. No good. Rebound by Motto. Over to Citrin. Sydney wants to push across the timeline. Guarded by Lenihan. Now they try to double. Skip passing on the corner to Poole. Natalie drive down the lane. The little floater. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It will be Marvin Ball.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough again for Weddington. Poole got right where she wants to get and just missed a little bunny. That could have cut it to six. I mean, they're still in this, but they got to get stops.
34-26 with 3:25 to go here in the third. Briggs across the timeline. Jenny with it up top between the circles. Sees the screen, uses it into the corner. Sheridan with it. Schindler. Kate back up top to Lenihan. Now to Sheridan right wing. Baseline cut off. Lost it. Now stolen away by Clark. Caroline's got it. Got hit in the nose. Checks her nose for blood. She's good to go and across the timeline.
No blood, no foul.
Nope. Tonight, that seems how it is.
It does.
Up top to Motto.
Hope it's not that way in the boys' game.
Things will get chippy between those rivals.
It will.
Poole with it up top. Into the corner to Citrin. Another freshman back up top. Citrin back on that right wing. With the screen. Gives it off.
Oh,
Paige.
Nice play.
Up. Shot. No, but she's fouled.
I don't know that Paige needed that dribble, but that's a nice play.
It's hard to unteach that after a certain age.
Yeah.
And Bailey Paige will go to the line for two.
And suddenly the officials seem to have awoken.
Page up and no good.
Yeah, and I do know this off the top of my head, that Bailey Page is not shooting a good percentage from the line either, and I just don't understand that. Like,
if you look in your package, you'll have that information, but that's okay. Page knocks that one down, and Coach Welch gets a timeout, 30-second timeout with 2:40 to go. I'm going to watch Ryan look through his packet and gather stats.
Oh, yeah? Yeah,
yeah, that's what I want to see you do.
Well, let's see.
I did put some effort into things today.
Did my boss give me that looks like boys right there. Still boys. Let's see. I'm going to look for free throw percentage.
That's Marvin stats. That's Weddington. There you go.
Free throw percentage. Bailey Page on the season shooting 46% from the free throw line is really strange for me. And Motto shooting 46%. And very much so to the detriment that they have taken the most free throws. And for a team that doesn't always score real well, I mean, that's a big factor.
Inbound to Briggs. Marvin with the basketball across the timeline. Quickly with it. Hands off to Lenihan on the left wing. Kylie with it. Back up top to Douglas. Cadence. Skip pass near side to Schindler. Kate with it, guarded by Citrin.
You know, if I'm Marvin, I'm saying I need more Ella Chappell. I think she could do more damage in this game.
Douglas back up top to Lenihan. Didn't like the pass. Now, rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound. Loose ball. Lenihan's got it. Gets it over to Sheridan. Up and good for Kate Sheridan. 2:03 to go here in the third. 36-27 and a loose ball foul. It'll be on Cadence Douglas battling with Motto on the block.
Okay. As I say, they seem to have awoken. Still nobody in the game that has more than one foul for either team. Matter of fact, I missed one on Weddington. Okay, Weddington's got two fouls on the game. Marvin has five fouls on the game.
Chappell and Robitaille back in. Up top, Page. Right side, Poole. Into the corner. Citrin up top to Page again. Cut through. No spacing yet.
Yeah.
Two girls in the same spot.
Yeah, they kind of defended each other there almost.
And if you're the passer, you're like, I can't throw it there. But they did.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's off of Marvin. It'll be Weddington ball. Into the corner to Clark. Caroline with it. Up top to Poole. Back to Citrin. Three on the way. Got it.
Yeah, that's a big shot.
Another confidence builder for Sydney.
Yeah.
Sheridan across the timeline, looking for help. Knocked away. Chappell's got it. On the block to Douglas. Cadence, a shot up and good.
Man, she has had
took the contact and finished.
She's had a great game.
8-point lead for Marvin Ridge. Poole with it. Rise, fire, three, glass, no.
Yeah, that's not the
rebound
shot you
by
want.
Douglas. Not where you want it.
No.
so early in the possession. Cheffel, she'll match a three.
Oh.
No good. Robitaille tracks it down. And timeout is called by Coach Lenahan.
Good timeout.
She was on her way.
Yeah,
tiptoeing that sideline.
She was in trouble. That timeout saved that possession.
We'll keep it right here with 1:09 to go here in the third. Marvin up 38-30.
Yeah, and again, I'm going to credit the Weddington girls here that, you know, they're down 11 at half. They've only chipped back 3 points, but now you have it down to an 8-point game. Here in this timeout, you're saying, you know, get a stop, get a score. We go into the fourth quarter down, you know, 5 or 6. I mean, that's anybody's game. Now, if I'm Marvin, and I'm sure that Coach Lanahan's saying this as patient as they are, I'm not afraid to hold it for one shot here. I mean, I'm not going to hold it.
But just run your offense.
But I'm going to, I'm sure what he's saying, because they do. I mean,
no reason to rush.
I want to lay up. You know, I want to keep my spacing. I want to move the ball. We don't force any passes. We don't force any shots. We go in no worse than 8 up. I mean,
Sheridan will trigger it to our right. All the way up top to Robitaille. Kelsey with it. Left wing. On the block. Douglas, the little floater, no good. Rebound by Poole.
Yeah, quick shot that we probably didn't need there.
Under a minute to go. King to Bergman. Into the front court. Ella with it up top. Right side over to King. Caroline with it. Skip pass up top to Poole. Natalie surveying. High post, give and go.
Nice pass. Oh,
Poole,
man.
And a foul is called.
I was going to say that.
I think that'll be on Douglas, and it is.
Her second. Yeah.
And Natalie Poole will go to the line for two.
So Douglas has the honor of being the first player in the game with more than one foul. And we're almost in the fourth quarter.
Poole up and in and out, no good.
Free throws.
Free throws are struggling tonight for Weddington.
Yep, they are currently 1-for-4.
40.3 seconds to go in the third. Poole, the second one, that one in and out, won't go down.
1-for-5.
Rebound by Douglas over to Briggs. Jenny with it across the timeline, left to right. Dribble drive, kick to Cheppel, a three for Ella. Got it!
I just really like her game.
And she's high percentage. I'm just not high percentage, but the field goal percentage is very high.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't miss very often.
No.
41-30, back to an 11-point lead. King with it up top, guarded by Robitaille. Caroline, drive, kick, throws it right to Douglas, who steals it, and a foul. It'll be on Motto.
But, yeah, I mean, to your point, I mean, Chappell's just been very efficient. You know, she's got 11
That's
points.
The word.
11 points, and we're going into the fourth quarter, and I don't feel like she's taking many shots. What's that?
Another timeout, I believe.
Is that a?
Nope, that is a.
Was it?
Okay. Lenahan called a 30-second timeout.
I'm gonna say,
we'll keep it right here. I didn't.
You can't call it. I thought that was going to be media at first.
Not
I was like,
14
you can't do
seconds.
That with 14
no.
seconds.
What is this, Raycom Sports?
I don't know. But, yeah, that's a big bucket by Ella Cheppel. And, you know, 11-point game now here. And once again, if you're Weddington, I mean, you just got to be concerned that Marvin has the ability to take a lot of that clock. So you got to get points on the board, and you got to get stops.
41-30, 11-point lead.
I see a Jaden Morris fathead across from us.
Wow, yes, I do too.
Definitely an emotional night for
Mostly
him.
Mostly hair, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Hey, I think I've thought of him as my third son. So, you know, it's a very emotional night for him, I'm sure, tonight playing his old school.
Briggs across the timeline, down under 10, down to 9, 8, 7. Briggs with it up top, 6, 5. Robitaille lets it fly with 3. No good. Rebound goes all the way out top. Sheridan won't get it off. And at the end of three quarters of play, Marvin 41, Weddington 30. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook. Fourth and final quarter of regulation. The 8 minutes are on the clock. It'll be Weddington basketball. Don't forget, the boys will tip after this one, and that should be a dandy first place, sole possession of first place on the line. And we're waiting for a television rejoin over here. But first place in the conference between Marvin and Weddington boys will be on the line in about 25 minutes.
That'll be a good one.
Clark, Bergman, Poole, Page, and Citrin, Lenahan, Chappell, Schindler, Robitaille, and Briggs, the 10 on the floor to start the fourth quarter.
So I still got to think that Caroline Clark is really toughing this one out. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but again, knowing the back issues and the back issues and seeing the trainer over there with her and her still in this game, I think she's laboring.
Clark across the timeline, speaking of. Bounce pass, high post to Page. Back to Clark, rise,
oh,
no.
Pump
fake, it faked me out.
Yep.
Up top to Citrin, and with Schindler's length, was able to stop her.
Yeah.
Left side over to Poole. Natalie gives to Page on the block. Bailey up, under, shot, no. Rebound, Chappell. There is a lid on the bucket for Bailey Page tonight.
Yeah, she's having a rough one, 3 points.
Chappell with it up top, hands off to Lenahan. Kylie with it over to Robitaille. Kelsey, now to Briggs. Jenny, into the corner. Schindler, pump fake, now dribbles all the way out top. They've got Poole on her. Briggs and Clark going at it. Now, Lenahan with it. To Robitaille, and Coach Lenahan says, pull that out a little farther and reset.
Briggs and Clark kind of sounds like the start of
a law firm,
yeah.
Lenahan down the lane, kick to Briggs. I mean, the whole back, you could see every girl, like, Robitaille, Chappell, Briggs,
Lenahan. Let's go Briggs, Clark, and Robitaille. That sounds like a...
Briggs, a long two, Ray, rebound no good. Pulled away by Poole, over to Clark. Clark, Poole, and Bergman, that's a good law firm. Ella into the corner, on the block to Page, off of Lenahan, out of bounds, it will be Weddington ball.
Yeah, I do like that. Clark, what was it?
Clark, Poole, and Lenahan. No,
yeah.
Clark, Poole, and Bergman.
Bergman, yeah.
If you've been hit by a car, give us a call. Citrin will trigger it into Clark, up top to Poole. Cut through with Citrin, rise, fire,
oh,
three, another one.
I thought she got hit.
Sydney for three, that's a good night for her so far.
8 points, couple threes.
Right side to Lenahan, Kylie wants to match it,
oh,
and does.
That's a dagger for Weddington coming right back after that one.
Back to an 11-point lead for the Mavericks. Clark on the block, lost it, loose ball. Page has got it, pulls it away, up, fall away, got it. Bailey Pye finally gets one to drop.
Yeah, her fifth point tonight.
Schindler, little head fake, the floater. Too much, rebounds her own shot though. Skip it up top to Robitaille.
Yeah, Weddington's got to get stops.
Into the back court, Briggs, and fouled by Poole.
Good call.
Good hustle.
I love the effort, but good call. Her first of the game is what I got. I mean, for Natalie Poole, that's saying something in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
That tells you 100%. How the game's been officiated.
Yeah.
Right there.
Lenahan will trigger it. Into the backcourt to Briggs.
Now watch him be patient.
Jenny with it across the timeline. Poole up on her, gets past her. Now to Lenahan. Kylie, head fake, drive. Kick it in the corner. Briggs up top, Robitaille. She'll go down the lane, and the little floater is no good, but a foul is called, and I believe it'll be on Page.
Yeah, the calls have changed. You know, I mean, I think that's a pretty good foul call. I think it's one that wouldn't have been called in the first half.
Motto will check in after this free throw. And now, as Coach Welch gets an explanation.
Now Bailey Page has two fouls.
Up and good for Miss Robitaille.
First Weddington player to have that. So Robitaille is now 1 for 3 from the line.
There's a picture I snapped on Monday or on Tuesday night against Sun Valley where Coach Welch at Weddington was talking to two of his girls, and I sent it to Coach Welch, and I quoted it. I said, almost like this is what he's telling his girls. Do you guys know the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship game? He liked it.
And they're all like.
Free throw was no good. Rebound by Marvin. Schindler will trigger it up top to Briggs. Jenny.
Spacing, yep. Get out of there.
Schindler into the corner. Gets a screen from Robitaille.
Now I want patience if I'm Marvin.
Hands off to Briggs. 5:30 to go in the game. Left side over to Robitaille. Kelsey with it. Up top to Chappell. Ella guarded by Page and a reaching foul by Bailey Page.
Yeah. That's third. Still only her third. I mean, still not really a big deal with 5:23 left.
Lenahan will trigger it to our right. into the backcourt to Briggs. The Marvin student section fills up, and ESPN is here, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
On the block to Chappell, they overshoot her. Stolen by Citrin. Sydney wants to push. Gets it to Motto, but not where she wanted it.
Yeah.
Stepped on the end line, out of bounds. Mavs ball.
We saw that passing really hurting them, hurting Weddington against Sun Valley. And there it was again, you know. I mean, right idea, maybe. We just kind of threw it at her feet. So, I don't know.
Chappell out, Robitaille out.
Chappell's been out a lot for my taste. I'm a president of her fan club.
I know she tweaked her ankle last week. And maybe they're just limiting some things.
Yeah.
Lenahan, the Schindler for two on the break is good. And the lead is stretched to 12. Clark up top gives it over to Citrin. A screen from Motto. They show up top to Page.
There's
back to Motto,
nice
up glass. Good.
That was a nice bounce pass.
Back to a 10-point lead. 4:40 to go here. Schindler, nobody on her. Right wing.
Weddington's
now they
get
come
stops.
And get her. Briggs back to Schindler. They leave her.
Oh, my.
A three for Kate is good.
Yeah, you can't leave her that wide open.
Miscommunication on the defensive end.
Yeah, you can't afford that. I think that's 14 for Schindler tonight.
Averages just over 13. On the block to Page. Page up the fall away. No. Too strong. Rebound by Lenahan. Kylie will push with 4:05 to go here in the fourth. Right side over to Sheridan. Kate on the block. Up glass. And the foul. That'll be on Page.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. I thought, kind of agree with Bailey there. I thought she kind of stood there.
When she just getting an explanation right now. He's saying you moved your body into her. And that's not the ref who made the call.
Right, right.
I kind of like him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's first. Usually we have, you know, no good. Rebound, Schindler, put back, no. Rebound again, Schindler. Into the corner. Rise, fire, three, no. Rebound by Sheridan. Kate. And it goes out of bounds. It'll stay Marvin Ball. Bergman in for Weddington now. Pool comes out, timeout, or TV timeout.
I'm thinking media, right?
Media timeout with 3:54 to go in the fourth. 52-37, Mavs lead, UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Yeah, as I look over, I don't know the status of Emerson Townsend. I know
she's got a visible limp.
I thought she had a – I was thinking she had a concussion. Is that not what it is?
Porter Ridge wins 56-43 over Sun Valley.
Yeah, I'm thinking she has a concussion, I thought. No? I don't know.
She was limping earlier, like.
So you would hope noticeably. A concussion wouldn't have her limping. That would be strange.
Typically, that would be odd, Coach. Dr. Cook, it would be odd. Diagnose that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, time's running out for the Lady Warriors here. I think Marvin is really, you know, they're playing smart basketball as always. Again, my preference at this point would be to have Ella Chappell in the game. I mean, she can't be tired unless, like you said, maybe they're taking it easy on her ankle. I don't know. But
now let me ask you this. From my understanding, Blackwell did not get her 1,000th point tonight. First place on the line next week. You could share it right now, like on Tuesday, with Marvin hangs on here, which I think they will.
Sure, sure.
And you've got Porter Ridge as they inbound to Douglas. Mavericks with the basketball up top to Briggs. Jenny with it up top behind the back. Between the circles, hands off to Sheridan. Kate going to dribble drive and.
Oh, man.
Blocking foul.
Holy
on
cow.
Motto.
That is a Madison Motto foul right there.
Woo.
That looked more like a football play.
Or soccer. She is the goalie.
Or soccer.
And that Marvin Ridge student section has filled up quite nicely all in black.
Most certainly has.
Sheridan at the line, up and no good.
She's 0-for-2 from the line so far tonight. And Marvin hadn't shot it well from the line. They haven't shot a lot of free throws, but they haven't shot well when they have.
Second one up for Kate. Good. 53-37 with 3:40 to go in the game. Citrin across the timeline. High post to Page. Now she'll bring it out top. Bailey going to dribble drive. Hang. Shot. No, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the line with 3:28 to go. It's going to be on Kate Sheridan.
Yeah, and you know, you don't want to foul in this situation when you're up pretty big. You don't want to stop that clock any more than you have to.
Up and good. As Clark comes back in.
6 points for Bailey Page now.
Page, the second one is good.
So I picked on her about her free throw percentage, but she's 3 for 4 tonight.
Pressure here by the Warriors. Cross court over to Sheridan. Into the corner, dribble drive, double teamed. Skip up top to Douglas. Cadence will back it out top. Hand off to Briggs, and Coach Lenahan wants him to run Kansas. Right side to Schindler.
Yeah.
To Sheridan. To Lenahan. The three-woman weave, now to Briggs. Near side to Lenahan right in front of us.
Yeah, you're going to have to get up.
Lenahan hands off to Sheridan, yeah. And she is... Oh, kind that's Lenahan on a moving screen.
Yeah, needless foul there.
Citrin back in. Bergman comes out. Timeout called by Weddington. With 2:50 to go here, full timeout, 53-39, Mavericks.
Yeah, as I said before, time's running out on the Lady Warriors. 14-point game with 2:50 is not maybe insurmountable, but I think the way that Marvin Ridge takes care of the ball and takes it's that clock be on their side, I think it's going to be an awful big ask.
I hope he knows him because that is. Asking for sheriffs to get involved.
I hope someone not coming down to get in the official's face that close.
And he tapped him on the shoulder like, "Hello."
Yeah, I was like, "Whoa,
got bro, something to say."
What are we about to see here?
53-39. Mavs up. 2:50 to go here in the fourth. Motto: Citrin Clark.
Need a quick bucket one way or the other.
And Page. Clark into the front court with a dribble. Schindler up on her. They swing it left wing. Citrin, another three. In and out. No good. Rebound. She gets knocked out of bounds. No call. Coach Welch is not happy about that at all. Schindler across the timeline. Left side, over to Sheridan.
You're going to have to get aggressive if you're Weddington. Just go for the steal and foul if you don't.
Back up top to Douglas.
Bailey Page didn't want to foul with her 4 fouls.
Hands off to Lenahan. Kylie with it.
You got to trap that. Double
team in the corner, and they do. Yeah. Now they swing it. Douglas to Briggs. Left side to Schindler. Skip back up top. Douglas. Cadence. They're trying to foul her, and finally Motto does.
Some of the fans wanted intentional. Is that what they're yelling at?
It wasn't intentional.
Or flagrant or whatever. I don't know.
So that's the 5th foul. We're shooting for the next 2 minutes. At least Marvin is. 2:01, actually, with 53-39 lead. Cadence Douglas, the lefty, up and good.
She's had herself a really nice game. 9 points now, 6 rebounds.
Coming off the bench as well.
Yeah.
That's the production you like to see.
Yeah.
Cadence, the second one, up and good. Up top to Poole, Weddington with it. Citrin got away with a travel. Motto down the lane, fouled by Douglas. You follow me, I'll follow you.
And that is her third.
Got to put Madison Motto at the line for 2.
She's 0 for 1 from there tonight.
Motto up and good. I work with the most popular man in Union County.
Up I don't
and
know about
good
that.
For Motto on the second.
You got to introduce me sometime. Who do you work with?
Citrin out. Bergman back in. Pressure here by the Warriors. Cross court over to Schindler, Kate with it. To Sheridan. They could have had a fast break right there. They backed it out.
Smart.
Lenihan with it. Guarded by Poole. And the foul is called, either Motto or Poole. It'll be on Poole.
But
that's exactly what I want, the kind of defense in this situation. Like, you know, just be super aggressive and you either get the steal or they have to call a foul, you know. So
Kylie Lenihan at the line for two. Up and no good.
That was her first free throw of the night.
Lenihan, you're killing me, brother.
Oh, boy. This will be interesting.
I will
Mr.
do
Avery.
My best.
This will be interesting for Mr. Avery.
So 32 is Emma Stewart. Three is Emerson Baxter. Lenihan at the lineup and good. Lenihan out, Baxter in. So we've got Hine.
Is that
23? She's not on my roster, this girl here. Wait, I know 20, she's on JV.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that.
She's on JV, I know.
Yeah, call her 2-3.
Yeah, we'll call her 2-3. Citrin across the timeline, guarded by Hine up top to Page.
2-3. Who's that sound like?
Pool of three, no good. Rebound by Clark. Back to Pool up top on the block. Page up under glass. Too strong. Rebound by Stewart. This is the future of Marvin Ridge basketball right now. Head up to Baxter. No. Rebound by Motto.
Get it up the floor.
Motto wants to push under a minute to go. Motto going to go right down the lane. Too strong. Rebound by Baxter. Excuse me, Stewart.
Yeah.
Stewart with the rebound. Over to 2-3. 2-3. They get it underneath to Libby Jones.
Oh.
And goes out of bounds trying to get it into Emma Stewart. Angela, usually
you do. You must have thought about it too much.
I did. Krista Doulis.
There you go.
I hate you. Hine along two. No good. Rebound by Motto. Over to Poole. 35 seconds to go. Up to Page on the block. Bailey up and good. 56-43. Across the timeline. 2-3. Hands off to Hine. Back up top. They get it to. Stolen away by Poole. Natalie up. Glass and good. Plus the foul.
You don't want to make that foul. It doesn't matter at this point, I don't think. But
foul's going to be on Emma Stewart, her first.
Don't want to stop the clock. Don't want to give it 3 points.
Let's get that boys game going.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, as they cut it to 10 on the free throw. I do know a lot of people.
Poole up and front end no good. Rebound. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Weddington ball.
This one pointed that way, yeah.
Marvin. He did.
I think he got overruled. I think it was the right call to overrule it.
Baxter will trigger it. Motto's having fun with the ref. Off of her, out of bounds, it'll stay. Marvin ball. Coach Welch not happy with that pressure.
Yeah, he said go on back. Just let him run it
2-3. She'll bring it up. Guarded by Poole across the timeline in front of us. She did play earlier in the JV game. Stolen away. Poole with it. Poole.
Oh, nice.
Up to Page. Pump fake shot. Glass. Good. At the buzzer.
They count it?
Yeah. Yep. 56-47. It's a final.